This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Over the last few weeks on my radio program, I've talked about the plans by this administration to give away U.S. control of the Internet in less than 2 weeks. On October 1st, the transition will take place, even though Congress has twice voted to block this transition. Republican lawmakers have warned that the administration's plan to relinquish its authority could give authoritarian countries like China and Russia an opening to make an online power grab. That is why some U.S. senators are trying to put up roadblocks. Senator Ted Cruz believes the proposed giveaway would cause irreparable damage, and this would bring havoc not only on our nation but on free speech across the world. Senator John Thune has proposed language to delay the transition that could be attached to the continuing resolution to fund the government. He doesn't think the foundation has been appropriately laid for the transition and feels that it hasn't been properly vetted. Senator Jerry Moran believes the transition should not move forward until our many concerns have been addressed. He added, "There won't be a second chance to get this right." Now, some argue that this transition will have no practical effect on how the Internet operates. For the near term, that's probably true. However, Judith Bergman of the Gatestone Institute says that if you look at the UN's Geneva Declaration of Principles, you will see that the United Nations have particular designs on taking over the Internet. Bergman argues that the giveaway could spell the end of the current era of free speech on the Internet as well as free enterprise. Gordon Kravitz, writing in the Wall Street Journal, says that the only thing worse than a monopoly overseen by the U.S. government is a monopoly overseen by no one or a web-censored UN. That's why Congress should not let this administration give up control of the Internet on September 30th. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. pointofview.net.